Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything back to the devil's throat.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for today, oh God. God, I thank you for letting everyone rise up today, oh God. God, I thank you for allowing us to have another Block Talk segment today for the new year. God, I thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do in this hour for your people. Father, I thank you for the newness that you are allowing to happen over your people right now in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you cover this segment with your blood. God, I ask that you touch the phone lines, oh God. God, I ask that you touch the internet segment, God, like never before. Father, I know you're going to come and work a mighty wonder today, God. And I thank you for everyone who's going to be touched today, God. So I ask, oh God, that you have your way in Jesus' name. God bless Prophetess Ramona from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, anoint her tongue today like never before in Jesus' name. God, I ask that everyone who will hear her today, God, would not just hear the person, but the spirit of you that speaks to her in Jesus' name. God, come right now and speak. God, move today, God, so lives will be changed and hearts will be mended in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Everybody, this is Minister LaWanda here on another Blog Talk segment. I thank everyone for tuning in once again. To everyone, Happy New Year. This is the first segment for this new year, and I am honored once again, as I always am, for Prophetess Ramona to ask me to come on. Today's segment is entitled The Call of the True Remnant. I'm going to say it again, because I know people always hear, oh, the remnant, but there is a true remnant. There is a real remnant, and there is a remnant that is chosen by God. The title is The Call of the True Remnant. So at this time, I will introduce Prophetess Ramona D. Miller. Praise the Lord, Prophetess Ramona. How you doing?
I am doing really good, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. This has truly been an awesome time coming into this great new year, as many of you have heard, and I've also seen on different social networks where many were saying that 2013 was going to be a bad year because the number 13 represents rebellion and, you know, and chaos and all of that. However, we do not look for our peace in the world. We look for our peace in Christ. And that is why I can stand here and truly say that it is indeed on Christ the solid rock that I stand when all of the ground is sinking sand. I know that is something that we've heard throughout our lives and time again, but I really believe that God is going to allow everyone who has the heart and the mind to believe that He is God and He is God all by Himself. Not only will you feel the newness of 2013, but you will also feel the moisture. And Ms. LaWanda, I'm sure you can remember it as we was going into 2012. I said, I feel a shift. I feel that there's going to be a change in the atmosphere. I do believe that God has indeed flipped the script. Yep. On the enemy, because we got to know that everything belonged to God first, because, you know, He created everything. And so if He created everything, that means He has rights to it. And if He has rights to it, He can do whatever He needs to do, when He needs to do it, and why He needs to do it in the lives of the people that He has created. So I thank God for you, Minister LaWanda. This is truly, again, has been an awesome time, and I am just seeing God do awesome things in the lives of many people. Amen. Me, myself, have gone through another level of awakening in Christ, and the Lord began to show me and remind me that He promised to take us from glory to glory. But too often we become complacent and we become stubborn and we become comfortable in one form of glory, and we try to take that glory into the next dispensation of our life. But I just thank God that He is a moving God. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. There is no fulfillment until everyone will be able to behold Him. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible says that we will behold Him in a twinkling of an eye. And I just thank God that He's given us the hope of glory, and that is indeed Christ in each and every one of us. So, Minister LaWanda, what's going on with you? I'm sure God, well, I know some, but, you know, your business is taking off before we get into the Word of the true remnant, and I just know that God is allowing you to see just why He allowed some things to happen in your life. And the reason why I ask, because there are some people that think that God has forgotten about them, or they're not in that relationship with Christ that they think they want or they should have. But just tell people of the goodness and also the perfection of God's timing.
Oh, my goodness. So much has happened. God has just been awesome. But I think most of all that he has let me clear my heart with a lot of situations and just how he had my business to come about. I'm still in awe about it because God is, he's always having me speechless. I love it when God has me speechless because you know that is God. On this beginning of this year, he was pressing something on my heart and I didn't understand why. And I was obedient, as we all should be. And I felt clear. Once we stay in our obedience the way we are supposed to be, and when we do what we're supposed to do, we have that clear feeling. We have that release. We have that peace that only God can give us. And so my business started taking off, and I started creating things. I made my first sale, praise God, for the new year. I was happy about that because I was, wouldn't say I was struggling with new ideas, but I just couldn't get it. But then new ideas started to flow, and now everything is being made. It's just God always has me at a place to amaze me all the time. I'm going to be amazed by the end of the day. I know I will. I'm looking for greater and greater things, Prophetess Shimona, because Amen. God has brought me from a long, long way. 4 years ago, I would never thought I would be in this place at all. Not physically, not mentally, not spiritually, I don't even want to say emotionally because we're not supposed to even dwell in our emotions. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I just thank God so much for what he's done. You know, I know sometimes I be quiet and, you know, once you get me going, I get to going. But
Amen.
I just thank God for the joy, for the smile on my face, for the peace and the relaxation in my heart. You know, I thank God for waking up every day. Just the little things the little things is the most greatest things that you can thank God for. You don't have to have a lot just to say, Lord, I thank you. He will mm-hmm. give you the desires of your heart if we be patient. You know, I never understood at first, faint not and well doing. And I was like, okay, I'm always doing well, but I'm just getting stressed out. We need to know how to cope and deal and have faith in God. The other day, the Lord dropped something in my spirit, and I was like, okay, why are you telling me this? But he told me, this is what the Lord revealed to me. He said that people, they're taught, when they come into the church, they're taught how to pray, but they don't teach them how to wait. And I was like, okay. And he showed me how people go to God like little spoiled children. Give me, I want, I want, I want. And, you know, as soon as the child don't get what they want, they have a temper tantrum and they fall out, and they go off. And that's the way we are. And we should not be that way. But when we teach people that you pray and you have a communication base with God, there is a waiting. You just don't get it right then and there. You will get it if you line it up with him, if you stay in communication with him, you stay in relationship with him. You will receive what he promised you, but you must learn how to wait. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. And I was like, Lord, what? And it was so pressing on my spirit. Reach out. I was like, Lord, I know that's from you. I thank you for that. And, you know, you get that little grin on your face, and you're just happy. And I thank God that I am happy. I thank mm-hmm. God that I'm happy. And I'm happy to say that because a lot of people, they're not happy. And when you're not happy and you say you're walking in Christ and you're moving for Christ and you're doing this for Christ and you're not happy, something ain't right.
Amen.
You need to check that. You need to check that because there is joy. There is happiness in Christ Jesus. So I ain't going to carry on too long because you know I can get to talking, but I'm going to turn it back over to you now because, you know, I could go.
No, but that's good, though, because, see, people need to realize that it is indeed the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have to go into this thing knowing that regardless what is in front of us and whatever may come, we still have to maintain and let the world know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as the Lord began to transition me into 2013, I felt different. I felt it was something different. I mean, I can't even explain what I felt. It was a different kind of feeling. And I began to see God do some awesome things, and I asked God to show me some things because where he's taken many of us in this hour, we cannot have people around us that is not really seeking God's face with everything that they have. That doesn't mean that those who are not are bad people, but when God is calling you out and you know that you have been set apart for a season, you got to know that you can only be attached to those who are going to not only allow you to be accountable to them, but they're also going to be able to see what's in you and help bring it forth. My motto coming in, if it stressed me out, you can't bring the best out. So it's a no-go. You know, that's just how it is in this hour. And it's not about being selfish. It's about letting God do what he needs to do in my life because many of us have been in situations too long. Many of us are dealing with things that is totally illegal, not because we're not seeking God, but because we won't let those things go that is contrary to God. Come on. So whenever we get to that place of having a true spiritual awakening, we will understand and we will see the world, we will see God, we will see God's people as we've never seen them before. The Lord began to deal with me last week, Minister One, and I talked to you. He said, you're not a preacher in the sense of having a pulpit or a platform in a system. You are a preacher in the sense to where your life must preach. And that kind of shook me, but I understood it. He's saying your life needs to preach because, see, I did not bring you out for you to be hindered by what those who are in think. Because what I need for you to do is much greater than a sermon. Your life has to preach because I need some true light to begin to shine. You can't shine if you're always talking. So the Lord began to deal with me in that way, and as I allowed him to deal with me, He dealt with me about things that is going on in my heart, things that are going on in my mind. And I had to let some things go that I didn't even realize was an issue still because God is saying, get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of anything that will hinder you from reaching your highest level of intensity in me. And that is what's going on in this hour. Your relationship with Christ will be known by the intensity of your life. Intensity of your life. Your life has to have intensity. It's good to be deep, but we also must have intensity. We must be able, because the Bible said that the word is as a two-edged sword. It's sharp. So anytime you are thrusting, you must have intensity to be able to get it right to where God wants it. So I just thank God for 2013. I thank God for flipping the script. And I thank God for letting me know that everything that we thought was taken, God said he had to purify you so that you would operate in a purified manner so that he can get the glory out of your life, so that many will come into the kingdom. It's not about us in the sense of why, but it is about us in the sense of obey. Amen. I was going to start right at 17, but I just felt led to go to Revelations 12. And the title of the segment is The Call of the True Remnant. For every reality, there is a counterfeit. But every reality, there is a counterfeit. As many of you know, there are two types of remnants that are spoken in the Bible. There are the ones that are wicked, and there are the, those that are righteous who kept the testimony of Jesus. And we're going to dig a little bit from an allegorical standpoint. Because if you do not receive the revelation of who Christ is, you will not be satisfied with who you are. And then you will realize that because you don't understand, you have not entered into the kingdom of God. Because when you're entered, when you have entered into the kingdom of God, that means that you are now edified. That means that we are now edified, joined together by the unity of the faith, and we as a people is the house that Christ built. Peter had a revelation of who Jesus was. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responded, "Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you." So there are some things that flesh and blood cannot reveal to you. However, revelation, when it comes to, I can speak a revelation right now, but if it's not your appointed time or your due season, you will not be able to grasp it. I am not trying to be a part of what God has brought me out of. Let me set that record straight. I am not even interested in what God has brought me out of. However, I am concerned about the souls of men who are doing the same old, preaching the same old rehearsed sermons, and God's people are not going from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's all about Christ who lives in me. Revelation 12:1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in the heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. Notice there was plural on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. That's not where I wanted to part, but what is it about those first 4 verses that is so intriguing, but yet it is so promising? Ms. LaWanda, when did you learn that Satan and a third of the angels was cast down from the heavens? That was one of the things you learned in school, correct? I mean, in Sunday school or in church, that Satan had a fall, and when he fell, a third of the angels came with him.
Yes.
So is this something that is going to happen, or is this something that has already happened?
Already happened.
Hello?
Oh, yes, it's going to happen. It already happened.
Okay. So John say what? He saw a sign of these things happening. Okay? I just wanted to make that clear. Remember, that's not where I want to park, but I'm sure I will probably be going back. I will probably come back and teach on the entire chapter. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Who is the woman? Who is the woman? The woman is symbolic of the church. Remember, he is seeing signs. So in order to have a sign, you must have what? Interpretation. When you have interpretation, you are now walking in revelation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is also the Word that came in the flesh. Right or wrong?
Right.
We know that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know that when he gave up the ghost, he said, Father, I commend my spirit to you. He died, and he was resurrected. We saw him descend, and we saw him ascend. Correct? We've seen those illustrations.
Yes.
Then, verse 6, then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God, and they should feed her there 1,002 days. So that's letting us know what? That the dragon, symbolic of Satan, and the third of the angels that fell with him, waged war against the church. And because the church, the true church of God, was able to preach and teach the testimony of Jesus and keep the testimony of Jesus, the church gave birth to offspring.
Mm.
And the offspring are those who have kept the testimony of Jesus. And the dragon is furious about it. Well, what exactly is the dragon doing? Well, how did he wage war? He waged war via persecution. Persecution is something that each and every one of you, because the Bible said that those who live godly, those who seek to live godly will what? Suffer persecution. So if you have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, do not feel bad. Do not be upset because people are not calling you and people don't want to be attached to you and people don't want you in their church. God said that you would be what? Persecuted.
Yes,
for righteousness' sake.
Yes.
So when you seek to do righteousness, you're seeking to grasp the word, which is Christ Jesus. Jesus is love. Whenever your heart is filled with love, darkness and hate will try to come against you.
Amen.
Light and love, darkness and hate. However, we do have flashlights that are acting like they are the light, but it's not real because it's not battery. We're not battery powered. We are blood bought, Holy Ghost taught, and moving by the Spirit of God with understanding and consciousness of who God is, who God's people are, and what we are to do, and how we are all connected by the unity of faith. People who are persecuting the church, the building is not the church. A 501c3 don't make you a church. Being incorporated does not make you a church. You are a church. Your church is determined by the conditions of your heart, and your church is known by its fruits and its actions. So the true remnant has to be persecuted. You must be tried. You must be refined. You must understand eternity, true. You must be tested, T. You must be refined. You must have understanding of eternity, true remnant. You must be tested to see if you will keep the testimony of Jesus. You must be refined so that you will be proven as gold. We know that Job said, he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as per gold. And then you must understand that this dirt suit that we're all in is not what's going to get us into eternity, but it is the condition of our heart according to the Spirit of the living God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
So why are we walking around bound? Why are we walking around like we don't know what we're doing or where we're going, when we're coming in, but we're waiting on the next move, quote unquote, of God to know what God is doing? God doesn't move in crowds. He always uses a remnant. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Okay. Verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. After the church was sent to the place, the prepared place in the wilderness, the enemy then became a part of the war that broke out in heaven. We see that the angel, Michael, fights on behalf of the true church. And because of that, we're seeing that Michael, when the angel broke out, that Satan, the dragon, was cast down. So what is that saying? In order to be a part of the persecuted church, you also have to have something that makes the devil jealous. Because he only persecuted what he couldn't have. He only persecuted who he wasn't and what he could no longer obtain. Because the devil can never go back. Satan can never go back to heaven. However, we do have three levels. We have the second realm, which is where the prince of the power of the air has been given dominion. And that's where many of us are stuck. Because the second realm is the activity of flesh and spirit working together, which is wickedness. And that is a dangerous place to be. And that's why God has called the true remnant to come up higher. That's why he is showing us the door to give us greater revelation of what is and who Christ is. And the purpose of the revelation of Christ. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels was cast with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, wait a minute, let me go back to that. That serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Now, we're seeing the serpent, the devil, and Satan. Isn't that a false trinity? The serpent, devil, and Satan? Didn't he try to mock the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Isn't that a counterfeit? So if the counterfeit has brought forth its remnant, which are the angels that was cast down with him, which was a third. So what exactly are we fighting here on earth? We're fighting those, and when I say those, being spiritual, we are spiritually fighting those who are under the influence of the serpent spirit, the devil, and Satan, who are all the same but operating in different capacities. We know that God is the Father, who is also God the Son, which is the Word, is God's Word. Then we have God in the Holy Spirit, which is his life, the breath of life, which is life. And I know some of you have the fight with the oneness and the Trinity, but just know that God operates in three parts. Because, see, if the enemy can get you to think that, well, the ultimate goal of the enemy is to tell you or to make you feel dumb when you say that the devil exists. Because if you say that it doesn't exist, then you are already handicapped because you don't know what you're fighting. So if you're going through hard times and you're being attacked and you think you're genius and because you have this great revelation and enlightenment that Satan is not real, so what exactly is coming against you if you're with God? It's time to have understanding about things and not fall so deep into being enlightened and being genius and being so intellectual that you actually become sound dumb. Your dumbness has become sound. And that therefore, you're not able to fight the good fight of faith because you have already decided that what is coming against you doesn't exist. So you can't fight what doesn't exist. You can't overcome what doesn't exist. So it's not a matter of God is not. It's a matter of understanding the doctrines that you are following. And is it of the devil or is it of God? We don't promote the devil. However, we don't live foolishly saying he doesn't exist, because there was a reason why the word had to come into the flesh. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of the Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. So how does the devil accuse us? How is he the accuser of the brethren? How could he really accuse us? Because when we're operating in his nature, which is familiar to him, he is able to go before God as he did with Job and ask. But because God loves us so much, he knows that we, the remnant, those who have not given up the testimony of Jesus, those who have not bowed down to bow down before another God, those who have maintained truth even throughout and during the persecution, God is saying, those are the ones that I am setting my face towards, because we can no longer walk holy, look holy, be all emotional, jumping here and there, but yet our word is not sound doctrine, and we are not taking on the truth of God. We have not truly been tested. We have not thoroughly been refined. Neither do we have understanding of eternity. Ms. LaWanna, do you have any questions before I go any further? Hello? So here we are. She's not there. So here we are. We're going to verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that his time is short. So I thank God that we are at a place to where we understand that God is who God says he is. There is nothing that will be able to stop us. There is nothing that will be able to get us out of the will of God. So I thank God for who he is and what he has done and what he will continue to do in the lives of the remnant. And that doesn't mean that God has not called other people, because he's called all of us unto salvation. But he said that those who might, everybody is not going to accept righteousness. Everybody is not going to love. Everybody is not going to forgive. Some have been given over, and some have made up their mind, I'm done. But does that mean that we're still, that we are to stop being who we are in Christ? No. We must win. We must live to win souls. Not religiously, but as a relationship. One thing that the Lord did show me when I was coming through was an evangelist. Someone who is trying to win others to Christ must first be called friend. I have not had, I'm going to tell you something. And Minister Wonder, are you there now?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay.
What?
Come on.
You know when we were, I know, I was getting in trouble too, but I was trying to switch it, but I'm ready if something was to happen. You know that when we were coming into the new year, because you were at a couple of the sessions, and the enemy just had it out for Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ramona don't care about what's going on. Ramona is not interested in it, but yet people are always trying to tell people about Ramona, people from an old place where I used to frequent, you know, they were one of the ones that put their mouth on me the worst, lied the most, but yet they're telling this other person after they realized that, you know what, they didn't have the power to speak negatively against me. Oh, she's so sweet. Remember that, Ms. LaWanda?
Yes.
So if this person is of God and truly receiving the true word of God, Why is it that they're still worried about what I'm doing?
Amen.
But the thing is, the very thing that came against me is not even where I used to be either. So my point is, what is your problem with me? I'm not even studying any of you.
That's right.
So the true remnant is going to be persecuted. Why? Let me call it out, and especially with women in the body of Christ. You all are some jealous individuals that want to preach, that want to pray, that want to go to the nations, but yet you hating on somebody else's anointing. You ain't going nowhere but church to church to church to church, bleeding and infected as you are.
Woo! Lord, have mercy.
Keep Ramona out your mouth. It's been too many years for you to be mentioning me. It's been too many. Oh, and then one person will come in and the people say, oh, you need to come here. Listen, that is minor for me. It's actually foolishness when you're looking from where I'm looking, fighting over sheep, trying to pull people here, trying to pull people there. It's foolishness.
Yes, it is.
Just plain foolishness. So why is it that we're all supposed to be a part of the body of Christ, but yet you're putting your mouth on a man and woman of God? I don't get it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Get saved, get delivered, get the jealousy out your heart, ask God to help you see who you are in Christ. Preaching is played out anyways. It costs too much to preach these days. Lights went up, water went up. Mortgage went up. Who wants that headache? Miss Lamona, have you ever heard me say I wanted a church?
No. You have not. In all the years I've known you, you have not. And any time someone spoke about it, you was like, I ain't looking for that right now. Shut it down. You always have.
You don't have to pull people from me in order to pay your church bill. Or to help your pastor pay your church bill. That's not my concern. And I'm not even interested. My number is not public. I'm all over the website. My emails are public. If you need to ask Ramona something, you ask Ramona. Amen. Minister
Ramona. I just thank God, because that is true. You know, people need to let the past go and stop talking about yesterday. They can't say they're going forth in Christ if you're still talking about what happened yesterday. Yesterday is gone. You can't change it. You can't rewrite it. You can't republish it. It's happened already. Instead of them talking about yesterday and other people's lives, why don't you get healed today so you can walk freely in the future? You know, that's why I said I was free when I let a lot of stuff go. And you walk in peace, you walk in love, and your heart and your spirit can function the way God created it to work. But if you're saying you're walking in false humility, if you're saying you're walking in Christ, but it's all false humility and false love, but behind their back you hate them, what good is you speaking it when you know it's a lie? And people can see it. That's what I don't understand. You know, people can say this, but yet you can look at them and tell that ain't true. Your spirit tells on you. And I just wish that people would just let it go. Just let it go. Like, for real. Like, you ain't prospering nothing. You ain't hurting nobody. It's not about a tug of war over the sheep. Because let me tell you something. At the end of the day, they all belong to Christ. They all belong to God. You can't do nothing. So I just ask everyone that, you know, just heed the voice of God. He will lead you. If your shepherd look like he's not right as a shepherd or she's not right as a shepherd, you ain't got to argue nothing. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and he will give you an answer. That's fact. Prophetess Ramona.
Amen. And that's why, I just don't get it. And I just felt like I needed to bring it out there because, Minister Ramona, you know, we hear things often, you know, but my whole entire thing is I'm not impressed. And if I'm not impressed, trust me, I'm not looking that way. And once I get to a point to where something disgusts me, trust and believe, I don't fool with it no more. I don't even look at it no more. And once I find, you know, once I see that, you know what, it was some messiness, I don't go that way. Because when you have undergone a transformation in your heart, you tend not to want to be around anything that's going to contaminate your atmosphere.
Amen.
You tend to want to be able to be around people, whether they believe. You know what, Ms. Luana, I can actually sit down, have a good time, finally, and have friends that don't believe like I believe, because one of the things that God took away from me is self-righteousness. That's why he said too many people are preaching a sermon, but no one is living a sermon.
Mm, that's right.
Just because you get 100 amens, and it goes for me too, that don't mean you're right.
That's right.
I test myself according to the word of God first. So therefore, I'm not offended, nor do I get angry because of what someone says, what someone thought, because you want to know something? Ramona is free. Ramona is happy. Ramona don't have the burden of trying to take care of this before this deadline. Make sure this is paid before that deadline. Make sure I don't have those problems. So if I see that's going on from the outside, why do I want to be on the inside of that foolishness?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather walk in truth by myself than to live a lie with a crowd of people.
That's the truth.
But I'm not alone. I'm just saying, you know, keep me out your mouth, for real. I'm not interested in where you are, where you're going, unless you are with God.
Amen.
I'm not going to ever, and I promise God, I would never make myself responsible for something that does not advance the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And advancing the kingdom of God is walking in love and truth and light and being a friend to any and everyone who crossed your path. As a PK, there was a lot of expectations for me. But you know what? God allowed me to see just a couple last week. That's not the sum of who Ramona is. I walked away from it. I stepped back from it. I will not be controlled by a system. The only spirit that will rule my life is the spirit of the living God. This is not a religious sermon, nor is this something where I'm trying to pull you in to what I believe. I'm just living my life as Christ ordained, walking as the apostles walked, meaning going places, being the good news, sharing the good news, and learning. My heart is not where it was before. It's at a greater place. It's at a better place. If you thought, I mean, I realize now, LaWanda, people was fighting me for something that I didn't even know we were fighting for.
Exactly. I never understood.
But I want to make a public service announcement. You can have it.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I didn't understand it either.
I have learned so much. And the greatest lesson that I've learned, anytime love is being hindered, is something that is trying to get me back into the old man. I'm not satisfied with who I am in the sense of completion, but I am satisfied with who God is causing me to become. Amen, Minister LaWanda.
Amen. I have no more words.
I didn't even get to finish that because it was heavy on my heart, and it wasn't before because you and I talked.
Yes.
And that wasn't even on my heart at all. I'm not interested. Wow. I'm really not interested. And to those who are listening that think you know what happened so many years ago, it was for my good. It didn't do anything. I'm not mad. I'm not bitter. Unlike those who are trying to keep tabs on me and telling people about where I used to go to church and what they think happened, that is not even an issue in my life. Why is this coming up in 2013? Didn't I ask you that, Ms. LaWanda? I'm like, that was so long ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But y'all are still going from church to church to church to become these mighty men and women of God. I never stopped. I came on Blog Talk. And now I'm preaching to the world and beyond. I mean, the God has called, one segment had like almost 15,000 hits. What? Just leave me alone. I'm not interested. I'm really not interested. And I'm not going to address this anymore. Because I felt like I needed to do this just to make it. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to say this. Regardless of what you heard and what was said, I know what was stated on the telephone call. Whether they meant it or they didn't mean it. But I was blessed out. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Amen.
So if anything was said opposite of that or contrary to that, they looked the fool, not me. Because me and God and them know it didn't go down the way you all trying to make it. Amen?
Amen.
Whew. Ms. LaWanda.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how things you forget and it happens just to come up? Do you think that was my test to go on to my next promotion?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. So I'm happy. No, that's what I'm not going to let them devils bother me. They're not going to be my frustration today. No, ma'am, because it's too much greatness out there.
Yeah,
situations like that will make you not trust anybody.
Yeah,
and you will miss people that really love you because
yes.
you don't trust because of a bad situation or bad situations or bad people or bad groups that thought that they had power and they said this and they did that and they were gonna listen. Let me make this public service announcement. I wasn't blocked out. I wasn't kicked out. I graduated. The end. Period.
Amen.
Live your fantasy. I'm doing reality. Okay? So, anything else?
No.
I don't understand. It was so, like, mediocre to me.
But they have to make it seem like a big thing to make them feel. But it's really foolish. It's just stupid. Once it's over, it's over. If they can't let it go, then, I mean, that's the situation. They need to ask God to take out of their heart because if you're not dwelling in it and you're really supposed to be the center of the issue, why are you still talking about it?
I'm like, y'all worried about something I'm not worried about. Do I need to be worried?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let God be true and every man a liar.
Amen.
Man, people are so slow. But anywho, we got to pray for them. We can't be upset. Let God be true and every man a liar. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. We will be having another blog talk so I can finish this teaching. But the Lord just pressed it upon my heart heavy to go forth. And because one thing that I have learned is that the enemy will try to make the true church look like who and what they really are. That is one of the strategies. The enemy does not like a church that is able to see, because God said, I have placed those in the body who I see fit. I've given some to be apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and apostles. And I just thank God that pastors, I'm sorry. I just thank God that he has us in a place of edification to where we know that we have to be able to see, because the Bible says that without vision, people perish. There are many wicked men that have come into the land to bring in doctrines in order to have control, so that you can sit at a table and say, we agree to disagree, so that you can walk in false unity. False unity is not the unity of the faith. However, it gives a united front and make people who are not discerning think that, you know what, we're all getting along, when in reality that is not the case. God had to take me out of the falsehood in order to get me into reality so that I can go forth and do what he has called me to do. God saying, I'm not interested in the physical builders, come on somebody, but I'm looking for true warriors. I'm looking for true soldiers who will stand on the wall like Nehemiah and say, it may look like I'm building a building, but when in reality I'm building a people. And everybody don't have the anointing nor the consciousness to do that. And so I thank God for calling me out. I thank God for calling me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. I thank God that he loved me so much and loved you so much that he said, you know what, I got to take you out before you end up understanding something that I didn't mean for you to understand. But there are things that I need to tell you, but you're not ready for it yet. But I got to take you out and get you to a place of isolation, so that I can take you through incubation, so that when you come forth, you will not be birthed prematurely and doing abnormal things, but you will come forth in your due season, able to do what I have ordained my people to do, and that is being able to recognize the calling and the gifts on other people's lives, so that you yourself will understand that you need that person. That person needs the other person. The other person needs you. You need this person too, and that is what true unity is. Anything else is of the devil and his falsehood.
Amen.
And God is not in it. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You all for tuning in to this segment of Blog Talk. May you all come into the knowledge of the truth, and may you all know that God is love. And because God is love, you cannot walk in division. If you have caused division, walking in division, you are under a unclean spirit. You are being moved by the spirit of the devil, and God is not in it, nor is he pleased. And that's why you're struggling, because God is not in it, so therefore he would not support it. You all be blessed. One love. Thank you, Minister Wanda.
You're welcome.